Benazir says now, one of the most important items that Benazir kept on stressing was his spedidus. Spedidus means for a person to bind himself, to come close to Hashem, through private tefillah, private prayer. A person should always, daily, take time out, in addition to the regular tefillah, to speak to Hashem, to pour out his heart to Hashem, and to very openly and frankly express his feelings before Hashem, express his regrets over his wrong deeds, and to frankly and sincerely ask Hashem for assistance to help him serve Hashem better. Now, in davening, a person davens with kavanah, he goes one step higher than tefillah. He reaches a point where he actually cries, bechiyah, crying, tears. And this means that he has a broken heart. He comes before Hashem with a broken heart. He wants to pour out his heart. His heart is broken because of the fact that he feels a sense of guilt, sorrow. Two kinds of broken hearts. Two kinds of regret or a low feeling. One is called a lev nishbar. A person's heart is broken. He feels deeply sorry for what he did. But his sorrow, his broken heart is due to a sense of desire, craving desire to come close to Hashem. And therefore he cries. In that cry, in the cry, the very center of that cry, the core, there is simcha, there is happiness inside. Whereas, another kind of broken heart is due to atzvus, chas v'shalom, sadness, a depressed state of mind, where a person feels very low, a bad mood, where it's difficult for him to think clearly. And this kind of atzvus, sad, depressed state of mind, is the opposite of lev nishbar, a broken heart. This atzvus, Benazir says, comes not from the heart, but from the techel, that's the spleen. The heart feels. The heart feels happiness. The heart feels sadness. That's a healthy kind of a broken heart. A person expresses his sorrow, his remorse over his sins before Hashem. Or he cries to Hashem to be helped. But the atzvus, the sadness that comes from the person's techel, his spleen, that atzvus is a destructive type of sadness. It's mother shchaida, bitter feeling, and this Hashem despises. The word of the man, Hashem despises this. Why? Because the techel, according to the Zohar Kodesh, is the seat of the samach mem, that's the satan. Satan is the angel of evil who has one that's worse than him. The satan's nukva, his partner, his mate, is even worse than the satan himself. The female part of the satan is more dangerous and more destructive than the satan. And where is this female part of the satan found? Which organ of the body represents this? The techel, the spleen. We can understand why Benel says that this atzvus comes from the spleen, because that's where the nukva, the keva of the samach mem, the satan, is. But a broken heart, a pure broken heart, is something that Hashem likes very much, and therefore it would be fit for a person to devote his entire day, the entire time, to cry before Hashem, to speak to Hashem with a broken heart, cry to Hashem. This will be very good, but the Benazir says it's very dangerous, because the person has a broken heart for too long a period of time, it could lead to a depressed state of mind. Therefore, being dangerous, a person should have that broken heart state of mind for a short period of time, for approximately 1 hour a day, and the rest of the day to be besimcha throughout, constantly. This refers again to the topic of his bitterness. Bitterness is a person that comes before Hashem, cries to Hashem for assistance, pours out his heart again to Hashem. That's why the man says a person has his bitterness for 1 hour a day. That hour to have a broken heart, and the rest of the day entirely, should be filled with simcha only. There's nothing that should allow a person to fall victim to this atzvus. A person should say that he's in a bad mood, a sad mood, a grouchy mood, a depressed state of mind, where he needs psychiatric treatment. That person has been bitten by the serpent. The bite of the serpent, the very first serpent that caused the downfall of Adam and Chava temporarily, who brought death to the world, that Nachash, who became, put on the mantle, the cloak of the angel of death. Nachash plus one is Satan. if Nochar became the Satan, who is the angel of death, what is the bite of that Nochash? What kind of poison does he have in his fangs? Atzvus. When he bites, it brings Atzvus, depressed state of mind, to a person, this melancholy state of mind, which is the poison of this serpent. Abinadab says a person should be very careful, very wary, not to allow himself to be bitten. He's supposed to be besimcha at all times, and it is certainly wrong, criminal on his part, now to have this atzvus after having this advice by Abinadab. Especially one who has received this advice, the key, we speak always of the key of Abinadab's Talmidim, asked by anyone, are you close to Abinadab? Do you have a Munna Abinadab? The answer should be, yes, I am besimcha. If a person is not besimcha, it shows a definite trend away from Emunah Netzadikim, as Chas HaShalom. The opposite being, of course, close to the Satan, to the Nochash, to the serpent. Peinel says that we can detect the difference. They seem to be very similar. Atzvus, sadness, melancholy, or a broken heart. We can detect the difference because Atzvus is a person, like a person who is very angry, and a bad-tempered, complaining. When he davens with Atzvus, he complains to Hashem, why should this happen to me? Why should I be suffering? With a plaintive tone of voice. Whereas Lev Nishpor, a broken heart, one who cries with sincerity, is like a child coming to his father and begging his father to overlook his foolish deeds. He did something that his father didn't like, and he comes to his father crying before his father, with a love for his father, take me back to God, I did something foolish, I'm sorry, I regret what I did. This is the same type of action, the same feeling a person should have to Hashem when he davens to Hashem. This is the true Lev Nishpor as different from Atzvus.